lucky?
I think I'm incredibly lucky. I count my blessings every day. I'm incredibly grateful to have life. And, you know, you
Even
couldn't...
Even though someone gave you a wrong shot.
Right, and you know, you can't sue in that country, so there's nothing I could do. I mean, the biggest issue for me was I was terrified of ever going to sleep after that. I was afraid if I closed my eyes that I'd leave my body. So it took me a while to get past that one. But, no, I consider myself actually lucky to have had this experience. Because I see a lot of people waste their lives, and a great, great friend of mine was Christopher Reeve, and we used to share this, you know, this experience, and you know what a gift it was in a way to have had something traumatic happen, because you then had these amazing opportunities that came your way, because there were, you know, no barriers. There was no kind of, oh, you can't do this because you're not supposed to do this, or you might not be good enough, or someone else might not think it's a good idea. You can just go, why not? Let's try it.
You believe God was with you there?
Yes, I believe that there is some spiritual entity that is greater than us. I do not belong to any specific organized religion. I have always believed that, and I believe it even more so now. I believe that someone was listening to me, and someone is giving me an incredibly blessed
Hello.
Life.
Good evening, Larry.
Hello.
My question is for Jane Seymour.
Go ahead.
Jane, just I want to say I'm so glad that you're doing well, and I loved you in Somewhere in Time. My question is this. Earlier you mentioned that after having your near-death experience that you kind of made a bargain with a higher power that you would do things differently. I was wondering if you might be able to elaborate on maybe a specific thing in your life that changed as a result of this experience.
I spend as much time as I possibly can doing things for other people if I can. If I see a need and I feel that I can help, I do it. I work a great deal in terms of charities and things. I don't waste any time at all. I have no time at all for people who are being very negative or people who are very whiny or people who feel sorry for themselves. I tend to go to them and just say, you don't understand how incredible life is and how precious it is. I spend more time with my children. I tell people what I really feel about them, if I love them. And
or
I basically
don't like
live
them.
Or don't like them. No, but I live in the present tense. I really live in the present tense. And I've been doing all kinds of things, like I'm painting now, I'm designing, I'm acting, playing different roles I would never ever have done. I look upon life now as challenges being an amazing opportunity. And in fact, I wrote a book about it called Remarkable Changes, you know, talking about that. But the real issue is that life is very precious. And, you know, it's never boring. And I always think of life like a giant wave. You know, it rises and it crests and it flies and it's just magnificent. And then it crashes. And for a lot of people, when it crashes, that's the end. And they go down the deep, dark, you know, hole of depression. For me, as it's crashing, it's regrouping and it's carrying with it the new water and everything that it has, that the experience it had, you know, before it crashed. So that's how I feel about life. And I tend to, like, talk about that to people, you know, who are receptive.
Shall